My laws are just, my ways are right. They're all you need to fight the fight. Tear down the walls of Babylon and pay her back. She caused your need, war she made you lack.
Welcome to the Remnant Reading Room, featuring the book entitled Come Out of Her, My People, by C.J. Custer. This book was a major step in my walk of finding the true worship, the way our Father wants us to not only worship, but to live, and to exalt His name among the nations. Join us as we embark on this walk together to find truth and freedom from idolatrous ways. If you would like a copy of the scriptures included in today's program, you can find the download link by clicking on today's program in the station schedule at zion.org. That's spelled TSION.ORG. And now, let's begin today's reading.
What have you sown? But seeds of doubt, I hear your cries and shut them out. Tear down the walls of Babylon and let her sink, washing in my word and rid you of the stink.
We begin today with Chapter 7 of Come Out of Her, My People, entitled Conclusion. This is page 124 through 126. The time for the end time restoration. The turning back from Babylonian captivity has come, even if this return requires us to take a big step. The body of Messiah must be born, and a birth is indeed a radical and painful experience. The birth of the renewed Israel, or true Israel, or the remnant, or the few, whatever you wish to call it, has to take place. The scriptures often speak of this great event, this end-time birth. Revelation 12:5. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Micah 4:6-10. In that day, saith Yahweh, will I assemble her that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out, and her that I have afflicted. Verse 7, and I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast far off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion from henceforth, even forever. Micah 4, verse 8. And thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come, even the first dominion. The kingdom shall come to the daughter of Jerusalem. 4:9. Now, why dost thou cry out aloud? Is there no king in thee? Is thy counselor perished? For pangs have taken thee as a woman in travail. And verse 10, be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemy. And Micah 5, verse 3. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travaileth hath brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel. Psalm 22:31. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this. In Psalm 102:18, this shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise Yahweh. Matthew 24:8. All these are the beginnings of sorrows, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs. That's the NASB version. Micah 5:3 describes it so well. Quote, therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. Unquote. The time of this birth is the time of the great tribulation, as Messiah said in Matthew 24:8. Quote, but all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs, unquote. NASB. The time of the labor pains. The first pains of childbirth. It's stated that way in Matthew 24:8, Good News Bible. The tribulation of the end time will bring forth the restoration, the turning back of the remnant, the renewed Israel. Quote, when you are in tribulation, and all these things come upon you in the latter days, you will return to Yahweh, your Elohim, and obey his voice. Unquote. That is Deuteronomy 4, verse 30, RSV version. Yahushua will remain in heaven until the times of restorations of all things. Acts 3:21. Let's read that whole verse. Acts 3:21. Whom heaven needs to receive until the time of restoration of all matters, of which Elohim spoke through the mouth of all of his set-apart prophets since of old. The true worship must be re-established. The body of Messiah, the assembly or congregation of Yahweh, must come out of Babylon, must be delivered from all sin, including the pollution of sun worship, the worship of the host of heaven. The eternal covenant, the renewed covenant, needs to be rediscovered. The scriptures, especially the prophetic books, abound with prophecies concerning this end-time restoration, or turning back of Israel. What will this Israel, the renewed Israel, consist of? We read in Acts 15, verses 14 through 17, in the Revised Standard Version. Quote, Simeon has related how Elohim first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, after this I will return, and I will rebuild the dwelling of David, which has fallen. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up, that the rest of men may seek Yahweh, and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says Yahweh, who has made known all these things from of old. Unquote. Quote, a people for his name, all the Gentiles who are called by my name, unquote, is the very description of the first fruit company of Revelation 14, verse 1. Revelation 14:1. And I looked, and I saw a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written upon their foreheads. It is the very description of repentant, restored, true Israel, amongst whom are also the Gentiles, who are grafted in to the natural olive tree. Romans 11:17-24. Romans 11:17. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive tree, have been grafted in among them, and came to share the fruit and fatness of the olive tree. 18. Do not boast against the branches. If you boast, remember, you do not bear the root, but the root bears you. 19. You shall say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Verse 20. Good. By unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by belief. Do not be arrogant, but fear. 21. For if Elohim did not spare the natural branches, he might not spare you either. 22. See then the kindness and sharpness of Elohim on those who fell sharpness, but toward you kindness. You continue in his kindness, otherwise you also shall be cut off. 11:23. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for Elohim is able to graft them in again. Romans 11:24. And if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these who are the natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? We're also asked to read Ephesians 2:11 and Revelation 21:12. Ephesians 2:11. Therefore remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, made in the flesh by hands. And Revelation 21:12. And having a great and high wall, having 12 gates, and at the 12 gates, 12 messengers, and names written on them, which are those of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. This is confirmed and revealingly described in Isaiah 56:6-7, an end-time prophecy describing the salvation of the Gentiles. Quote, also the sons of the foreigners, who join themselves to Yahweh to serve him, and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant, even them I will bring to my set-apart mountain. Unquote. The Scriptures version of those verses, Isaiah 56:6-7, also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, all who guard the Sabbath and not profane it, and hold fast to my covenant. Them I shall bring to my set-apart mountain, and let them rejoice in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their slaughterings are accepted on my altar. For my house is called a house of prayer for all the peoples. The end-time blessings are only for repentant, believing, and obedient Israelites, as well as for those repentant, believing, and obedient Gentiles who are joined to Yahweh, grafted into Israel, the renewed Israel. These are the only ones that will be saved in the end time. We have a number of verses that support that statement, starting with Isaiah 14:1. Because Yahweh has compassion on Yaakov and shall again choose Israel, and give them rest in their own land, and the strangers shall join them, and they shall cling to the house of Yaakov, or Jacob. Jeremiah 30, verse 11. For I am with you, declares Yahweh, to save you, though I make a complete end of all the Gentiles where I have scattered you. Yet I do not make a complete end of you, but I shall reprove you in judgment, and by no means leave you unpunished. Jeremiah 16:19-21. O Yahweh, my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge, in the day of distress, the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited only falsehood, futility, and there is no value in them. 16:20. Would a man make mighty ones for himself, which are not mighty ones? 16:21. Therefore see, I am causing them to know. This time I cause them to know my hand and my might. And they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Zechariah 2:11. And many Gentiles shall be joined to Yahweh in that day, and they shall become my people, and I shall dwell in your midst. And you shall know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. Amos, verse 9:8-12. Look, the eyes of the Master Yahweh are on the sinful reign, and I shall destroy it from the face of the earth, except that I do not completely destroy the house of Jacob, declares Yahweh. 9. For look, I am commanding, and I shall sift the house of Israel among all the Gentiles, as one sifts with a sieve, yet not a grain falls to the ground. Amos 9:10. All the sinners of my people are going to die by the sword, those who are saying, evil does not overtake us, nor meet us. Amos 9:11. In that day I shall raise up the booth of David, which has fallen down, and I shall repair its breaches and raise up its ruins, and I shall build it as in the days of old. Amos 9:12. So that they possess the remnant of Edom, or Adam, and all the Gentiles on whom my name is called, declares Yahweh, who does this. Zechariah 8:23. Thus said Yahweh of hosts, in those days 10 men from all languages of the nations take hold. Yea, they shall take hold of the edge of the garment of a man, a Yehudite, saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that Elohim is with you. And Numbers 15, verse 15 through 16. One law is for you of the assembly, and for the stranger who sojourns with you, a law forever throughout your generations. As you are, so is the stranger before Yahweh. Numbers 15:16. One Torah and one right ruling is for you and for the stranger who sojourns with you. Gentiles who are saved are grafted in to the natural olive tree, true Israel, if they are to partake of the root and fatness of the blessings that were promised to true Israel. Romans 11:17-24. We read those verses above. Gentiles who are saved have not taken the place of Israel. They can only be fellow citizens, fellow heirs, and partakers of his promise in Messiah. Ephesians 2:19 and Ephesians 3:6. Ephesians 2:19. So then, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the set apart ones and members of the household of Elohim. Ephesians 3:6. The Gentiles to be co-heirs, united in the same body and partakers together in the promise in Messiah through the good news. The Gentiles have not superseded Israel. No, they are only partakers of their, Israel's, spiritual things. Romans 15:27. For they were pleased, and they are debtors. For if the Gentiles have shared in their spiritual matters, their duty is also to serve them in material matters. Apostate Israel, especially in their unbelief in Messiah, as well as apostate Christianity, especially in their transgression of the law, must both come to repentance. The prophecy for the end time comes to us in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 20 through 21. Quote, and though Yahweh gives you the bread of affliction and the water of oppression, yet your teachers or teacher will not be hidden anymore. But your eyes shall see your teachers or teacher, and your ears shall hear a word from behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you go right or when you go left. Unquote. That is in Green's Interlinear. For almost 2,000 years, Christians have made earthly men their teachers. Instead of getting all their teaching from the one who purchased them, the one who gave his life for them, Yeshua Messiah. He said in Matthew 23:8, quote, but you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Messiah, and you are all brethren. Unquote. Again, he repeats this in verse 10. Quote, and do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Messiah. Unquote. Our Messiah is busy preparing his bride, setting her apart, and cleansing her with the washing of water by the word. Ephesians 5:26. Ephesians 5:26. In order to set it apart and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, capital W. Quote, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen represents the righteous acts of the saints. Unquote. That's Revelation 19:8. Quote, the remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity or speak lies. Unquote. Zephaniah 3:13. Zephaniah 3:13. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no falsehood, nor is a tongue of deceit found in their mouth, for they shall feed the flocks and lie down, with none to frighten them. If we accept Yeshua as our personal Savior, accept His forgiveness for our sins, He then commands and teaches us. Sin no more. John 5:14. Afterward, Yeshua found him in the set-apart place and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, so that no worse matter befalls you. Go and sin no more." John 8:11. And she said, "No one, Master." And Yeshua said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Those who are born again, sin not, sin no more. 1 John 3:8-9 and 1 John 5:18. 1 John 3:8. The one doing sin is of the devil, because the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Elohim was manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:9. Everyone having been born of Elohim does not sin, because his seed stays in him, and he is powerless to sin, because he has been born of Elohim. 1 John 5:18. We know that everyone having been born of Elohim does not sin, but the one having been born of Elohim guards himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. The most dedicated believer can still sin unintentionally, or in a moment of weakness while under pressure. For this unintentional sin, there is complete forgiveness if we confess and forsake. Proverbs 28:11. He who hides his transgressions does not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them finds compassion. The forgiveness for unintentional sin is repeatedly reaffirmed, starting in Numbers 15:23-29. Numbers 15:22. And when you sin by mistake and do not do all these commands which Yahweh has spoken to Moshe, 23, all that Yahweh has commanded you by the hand of Moshe, from the day Yahweh gave command and onward throughout your generations, 24, then it shall be, if it is done by mistake without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall prepare one young bull as a burnt offering, as a sweet fragrance to Yahweh, with its grain offering and its drink offering, according to the right ruling, and one male goat as a sin offering. Numbers 15:25. Then the priest shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it was by mistake. And they shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire, to Yahweh, and their sin offering before Yahweh for their mistake. 15:26. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the stranger who sojourns in their midst, because all the people did it by mistake. Numbers 15:27. And if a being sins by mistake, then he shall bring a female goat, a year old, as a sin offering. And 15:28. And the priest shall make atonement for the being who strays by mistake, when he sins by mistake before Yahweh, to make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. And Numbers 15, 29. For him who does whatever by mistake, there is one Torah, both for him who is native among the children of Israel and for the stranger who sojourns in their midst. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 2 through 28. Leviticus 4:2. Speak to the children of Israel, saying, when a being sins by mistake, any of the commands of Yahweh, which are not to be done, and shall do any of them. 4:3. If the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then he shall bring to Yahweh for his sin, which he has sinned, a young bull, a perfect one, as a sin offering. Leviticus 4:4. And he shall bring the bull to the door of the tent of meeting before Yahweh, and shall lay his hand on the bull's head, and slaughter the bull before Yahweh. Verse 5. And the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood, and bring it to the tent of meeting. Verse 6. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood, sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before Yahweh, in front of the veil of the set-apart place. 4:7. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before Yahweh, which is in the tent of meeting, and pour all the blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. Verse 8. Then he takes all the fat of the bull as a sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails, and the fat which is on the entrails. 4:9. And the 2 kidneys, and the fat that is on them by the loins, and the appendage on the liver, which he removes from the kidneys. 4:10. As it was taken from the bull of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. 4:11. But the skin of the bull and all its flesh, with its head and legs, its entrails and dung, verse 12, all of the bull, he shall bring outside the camp to a clean place where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it is burned. 4:13. And if the entire congregation of Israel strays by mistake, and the matter has been hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done against any of the commands of Yahweh, which are not to be done, and shall be guilty. Leviticus 4:14. When the sin which they have sinned becomes known, then the assembly shall bring a young bull for the sin, and bring it before the tent of meeting. 4:15. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before Yahweh, and the bull shall be slaughtered before Yahweh. 4:16. And the anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tent of meeting. 4:17. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times before Yahweh in front of the veil. 4:18. And put some of the blood on the horns of the altar, which is before Yahweh, which is in the tent of meeting, and pour all the blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering, which is at the door of the tent of meeting. 4:19. Then he takes all the fat from it, and shall burn it on the altar. 4:20. And he shall do with the bull as he did with the bull as a sin offering. So shall he do it. And the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. 4:21. And he shall bring the bull outside the camp, and burn it as he burned the first bull. It is a sin offering for the assembly. Verse 22. When a ruler sins, and by mistake has done against any of the commands of Yahweh his Elohim, which are not to be done, and shall be guilty, verse 23, or if his sin which he has sinned is made known to him, then he shall bring, as his offering, a buck of the goats, a male, a perfect one. 24, and he shall lay his hand on the head of the goat, and slaughter it at the place where they slaughter the burnt offerings before Yahweh. It is a sin offering. 25, and the priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and shall put it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering, and pour its blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. 26, and burn all its fat on the altar, like the fat of the slaughtering of the peace offering. And the priest shall make atonement for him for his sin, and it shall be forgiven him. Leviticus 4:27. And if any being of the people of the land sins by mistake, by doing against any of the commands of Yahweh which are not to be done, and shall be guilty. Leviticus 4:28. Or if his sin which he has sinned shall be made known to him, then he shall bring as his offering a female goat, a perfect one, for his sin which he has sinned. Leviticus 5:15-18. Leviticus 5:15. When a being commits a trespass and has sinned by mistake against the set apart matters of Yahweh, then he shall bring to Yahweh as his guilt offering a ram, a perfect one, from the flock, with your valuation in shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the set apart place, as a guilt offering. 5:16. And he shall make good for the sin that he has done against that which is set apart, and shall add 1/5 to it, and give it to the priest. And the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and it shall be forgiven him. 5:17. And when any being sins and has done what is not to be done against any of the commands of Yahweh, though he knew it not, yet he shall be guilty, and shall bear his crookedness. 5:18. Then he shall bring to the priest a ram, a perfect one, from the flock, with your valuation as a guilt offering. And the priest shall make atonement for his mistake he committed unintentionally, though he did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. Hebrews 9:7. But into the second part of the high priest went alone, once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for sins of ignorance of the people. All of those verses, again, were for forgiveness of unintentional sin. But if we sin willfully or presumptuously or intentionally, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remains a tremendous price to pay. Hebrews 10, verse 26 through 31. Hebrews 10:26. Or if we sin purposely, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a slaughter offering for his sins. 27. But some fearsome anticipation of judgment and a fierce fire which is about to consume the opponents. 28. Anyone who has disregarded the Torah of Moshe dies without compassion on the witness of two or three witnesses. Hebrews 10:29. How much worse punishment do you think shall he deserve who has trampled the Son of Elohim underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was set apart as common, and insulted the spirit of favor? Hebrews 10:30. For we know him who has said, "Vengeance is mine, I shall repay it," says Yahweh. And again, Yahweh shall judge his people. 10:31. It is fearsome to fall into the hands of the living Elohim. Numbers 15, verse 30. But the being who does whatever defiantly, whether he is native or a stranger, he reviles Yahweh, and that being shall be cut off from among his people. Numbers 15:31. Because he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his command, that being shall certainly be cut off. His crookedness is upon him. Psalm 19:13. Also keep your servant back from presumptuous ones. Do not let them rule over me. Then shall I be perfect and innocent of great transgression. And Exodus 34:7. Watching over kindness for thousands, forgiving crookedness and transgression and sin, but by no means leaving unpunished, visiting the crookedness of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generations. By doing this, we trample the Son of Elohim underfoot and count the blood of the covenant a common thing. Hebrews 10:29. The psalmist could testify to deliverance from intentional sin in Psalm 119:11, NASB version. Quote, "Thy word have I treasured in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Unquote. Can we say that too? Have we treasured his word in our hearts? The answer to this great apostasy is Yeshua. The only one who will lead us out of this wickedness is Yeshua. John Wesley said something like this: "When I looked into the law, I realized that I was a sinner and that I needed salvation. The law, therefore, pointed me to Messiah, and I found salvation in him. Messiah then pointed me back to the law, for he commanded me to keep the law. But I found that I could not keep the law by myself. Again, the law referred me back to the Messiah, through whom I am able to keep the law." This indeed summarizes the glad tidings, the evangel. Yeshua does teach and commands us to keep the law. And we will see now 18 scriptures, which are all in the New Covenant, discussing this last statement that Yeshua teaches and commands us to keep the law. Starting with Matthew chapter 5, verse 19. "Whoever then breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches men so shall be called least in the reign of the heavens. But whoever does and teaches them, he shall be called great in the reign of the heavens." Matthew 7:23. "And then I shall declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work lawlessness." Matthew 13:41. "The Son of Adam shall send out his messengers, and they shall gather out of his reign all the stumbling blocks and those doing lawlessness." Matthew 19:17. "And he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good except one, Elohim. But if you wish to enter into life, guard the commands." Mark chapter 7, verse 8 through 13. Forsaking the command of Elohim, you hold fast the tradition of men. Verse 9, and he said to them, well do you set aside the command of Elohim in order to guard your tradition. Verse 10, for Moshe said, respect your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Verse 11, but you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is a gift. Verse 12, you no longer let him do any matter at all for his father or his mother. 7:13, nullifying the word of Elohim through your tradition, which you have handed down. And many such traditions you do. Luke 8:21, and he answering said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who are hearing the word of Elohim and doing it. Luke 10:18, and he said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this, and you shall live. Luke 16:17, and it is easier for the heaven and the earth to pass away than for one tittle of the Torah to fall. John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterward, Yeshua found him in the set-apart place and said to him, see, you have been made well. Sin no more, so that no worse matter befalls you. John 8:11, and she said, no one, Master. And Yeshua said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. John 8:47, he who is of Elohim hears the words of Elohim. Therefore, you do not hear, because you're not of Elohim. John 12:50, and I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, as the Father has said to me, so I speak. John 14, verse 23 and 24. Yeshua answered him, if anyone loves me, he shall guard my word, and my Father shall love him, and we shall come to him and make our stay with him. 24. He who does not love me does not guard my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but of the Father who sent me. John 17:6. I have revealed your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have guarded your word. Revelation 12:17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to fight with the remnant of her seed, those guarding the commands of Elohim and possessing the witness of Yeshua Messiah. Revelation 14:12. Here is the endurance of the set-apart ones. Here are those guarding the commands of Elohim and the belief of Yeshua. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those doing his commands, so that the authority shall be theirs unto the tree of life, and to enter through the gates into the city. After hearing what John Wesley had to say, and then hearing these 18 different scriptures reporting what Yeshua taught and commanded us, which was to keep the law, how can anyone say that the law has been done away with? These verses are all from the New Covenant Scriptures. That's just my editorial note. Back to the book. In his final message to us, the book of Revelation, he encourages and admonishes us to overcome sin, including the sins of idolatry, which originated from pagan Rome. Messiah uses the verb overcome no less than 17 times in Revelation. Only through him and by him can we overcome. John 16:33. These words I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you have pressure, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Romans 8:37. But in all this we are more than overcomers through him who loved us. 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to Elohim, who always leads us on to overcome in Messiah, and manifest through us the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. I can do all things through Messiah who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Our Savior warned us, without me, you can do nothing. John 15:5. How does he do it? If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. John 14:23-24. That's the last verses we can read in part one. We're out of time for today. We hope you'll join us for the final words in this chapter and this book next time, when we go into chapter 7, the conclusion, pages 127 through 130. Thanks for listening today, and be blessed. That's the end of today's reading. Be sure to join us next time as we continue reading more from Come Out of Her, My People. To see when the next program will air, go to the schedule on our website at zion.org. A copy of the scriptures we read today can be found by clicking on today's program in the station schedule on our website. To check the schedule and download a copy of the scriptures included in each program, go to tsiyon.org. Be sure to join us next time for more about why our Elohim tells us to come out of her, my people. Thanks for listening to today's program.
The Christian church system has claimed that Israel is cast off and done away with. However, Jeremiah 31:35-37 says, Thus says Yahweh, who gives the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, says Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus says Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, then will I also cast off the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says Yahweh. The sun is still here, the sea still roars, and the stars still shine. Learn how Yahweh's nation Israel is literally written in the stars as a permanent testimony of our God's commitment to His covenant with Israel. Visit our community site, Zion Tabernacle, and sign up as a free member to view Eliyahu ben David's seminar entitled One Nation Written in the Stars, now available free of charge as a part of our Zion Fast Track, our introductory video course. Zion Fast Track will give you the big picture of what God is doing with His remnant nation in this very generation. To sign up and learn more about what other free resources you'll get as a Zion Tabernacle member, go to zion.org and click Join Us. That's TSIYON.org. Then click Join Us.